Welcome, folks. This is Brandon Lohr with Sports Noise Podcast, and today it is it Wednesday? No, it's Thursday. Thursday, August 15th, and it is episode 21. We are past episode 20 episodes in. This will be 21. But today we'll be ranking the MLB logos. Last video was ranking the MLB jersey, or not ranking, rating the MLB jerseys. This time, it's MLB logos. So, just right into it. The Detroit Tigers. It's boring. I said this in the last episode. Their logo is kind of boring. It's just like, I feel like the old logo with the tiger crawling through the D. Like, the D is fine. Just the tiger crawling through the D would be much cooler. I'd give it 4 out of 10. I mean, at least the D is cool. At least it's not a boring D. It's a fierce-looking D, if that makes sense. And then the Kansas City Royals, one of my favorite logos in the MLB. Just the K, the C, the shield, and then the crown on top. Looks beautiful with the blue and gold. Looks good. Maybe a tiny... It's lacking a little bit of detail, which is alright. I mean, baseball logos don't have a ton of detail. And mostly just words or letters, which is baseball. So I'll give this one 7 out of 10. I like it. The Colorado Rockies is a 1. It's terrible. They have one of the coolest, they're called the Rockies. They're in Colorado. They have mountains. They have snow. And they, like in my last episode, they choose a C and an R with a tiny bit of purple in it. Like, it's mostly gray with it, like, few hints of purple, like this, and I know it's CR, Colorado Rockies, but still, it's just not good. I really wish there was some more detail in it. Throw in some mountains, throw in some snow, throw in something. Just doesn't look like this. Boston Red Sox, I'm going off the actual Red Sox, not the B. Really, you look at it, Red Sox, they're logos, Red Sox, which I like. So this one, 9 out of 10, it's iconic, Boston. This one is one of my favorites, just, it looks great. A little outdated, but it's the Red Sox, it's Boston. They're not going to change their logos. They're not going to change the Celtic, not going to change the Red Sox, and I don't think they'll change the Patriots anytime soon. But yeah, this one, cool. I'll give it 9 out of 10. Cincinnati Reds, really don't understand why they're called the Reds. It's really kind of like they're just really named after a color. So, I mean, it looks cool. It's just like question mark on what the team is like. I like it. It looks cool. So, I mean, 5 for the looks, but just like the in general, it's okay. And then the New York Yankees, I'm going off the circle with the red and blue, that Yankees logo, not the NY. Actually, I'll just rate both. The Yankees one, the one with the red and white with the bat and the hat, I'd say it's a 2. It just doesn't scream Yankees. Red and blue, not really Yankee colors. More of Yankees are more of a navy and blue. But this one, a little too much red, and I love red. It's my favorite color. But just a little bit too much red, just lacking blue. So I'm going to give this one, like a 2 out of 10. Washington Nationals, one of my favorite logos in the MLB, a.k.a. Walgreens. Everybody knows that joke. But, yeah, this one looks cool. I like the W. I like the little circle in it, like, just loop-de-loop. It's like a loop. This one, 10 out of 10. One of my favorites. Wouldn't change anything. Why would you? Pittsburgh Pirates, this one is not too good. What the Pirates need to do is go back to that old Pirates logo with the actual pirate face in it. He's growling with the bats. And not this yellow P. It's just, why? It doesn't look cool. It's not like, it just doesn't look good. So, in that case, 1 out of 10, y'all could do so much better. Oh, the Philadelphia Phillies. I'm going off the Phillies with the bell in the background, not the P. These are not all going to be their cap or their baseball hat logo. So they're like, you're not going to see the Phillies with the blue bell in the background on their hats. You're going to see just that white P with a red hat, which is fine. But I'm writing the logos. I will do the hats maybe another day. But this one, 10 out of 10. It looks Philly. It looks Philadelphia. It looks Pennsylvania. And you still have the P of the cap logo in the Phillies. Just the blue. Excuse me. The blue bell with the crack in it just screams Philadelphia. Screams just the city. And I think it really represents the city in a good way. Baltimore Orioles, one of my favorites. It's a nice looking bird, and actually, it's a very funny, nice looking bird. It does not look scary at all. Love the hat with the O's on it. This one looks great. Love the shape of the bird, just the head. I do miss that old Orioles logo where the whole Oriole is swinging the bat in the little circle. That one was good, but this one, 4 out of 10. And I don't did I rate the Phillies one or yeah Phillies 8 out of 10. Orioles, it's good, just not my favorite, so 4 out of 10. Texas Rangers, our logo's rough. I like the T, just it's like Rangers, y'all could do so much more. Add a cowboy hat in it, add a horse, add something, just not a T. So in that case, 3 out of 10 for the Rangers. Y'all could do so much better. Miami Marlins, they have such a cool like design with the blue and the Miami Vice, the pink, the blue. And I never loved the laces coming out of the mar it looks like it's coming out of the mar it looks like the Marlin is like it looks like it's just very weird. But I see the baseball. The Miami is cool, the Marlin is cool. 9 out of 10, I like it. The Mets logo, I'm going with the circle you'll see in this, yeah, over here or over there, I don't remember. But you'll see the logo, and it's really cool. Got the New York buildings in the background of the baseball. This one, really cool. 9 out of 10, one of my favorites. They have the best jerseys in the MLB. That's my opinion. Go see last episode where I rate all the white jerseys. San Francisco Giants. I said New York Giants in my last video. Very sorry to San Fran fans. But the San Francisco, it's boring. I'm writing the one that says Giants with the baseball, not the SF. This one, do something better. And I don't know who came first, the football team or the baseball team, but don't copy them. And they probably didn't copy them in the same. It probably doesn't mean the same thing as New York or San Fran, but just like having two teams as the same name and do two different leagues is just kind of weird. Like the Cardinals, one in football, one in baseball. This one, it's a 2 out of 10. They could do so much better. I do like their jerseys a lot more than their logo though. And then we got the Cleveland Guardians. This one is rough. This one might be one of my least favorite logos. The wings don't look like wings. It looks like a block. It looks like the wings are way too thick. They're not flying anything. They're like stable. It just looks like a block. The G, don't love it. The baseball is all right. Just it looks very little leaguish. It doesn't look like an MLB team's logo. So 2 out of 10, just not my favorite. Seattle Mariners, one of the best logos in the MLB. The compass is great with the baseball in the background. The like, I guess it is a compass. Mariners, Seattle, love it. The thing about logos, and I know it is baseball and they have red laces. But like if you're the Mariners here and you're like teal and navy, I think you can get away with the laces being teal or navy. Just the red is just like And again, I know it's a baseball, they have red laces. But I mean, you see in like, yeah, you see in the Brewers logo. The Brewers logo, it's a yellow ball. But for that, I give it 7 out of 10. Now, I mean, it looks all right, the baseball, but it could be better with maybe add teal, or even maybe add yellow with those throwback jerseys and their City Connect with the blue, the yellow, and the black. And next on the Dodgers. And yes, the baseball and like the wind background is red, which they don't wear any red, which I don't really understand. Like, I feel like you could have just made that blue. But Dodgers, it's really cool. Could be better. Just it's iconic, so I love iconic logos. I love like old, like this logo goes all the way back to who knows when, Jackie Robinson era. So in that case, 9 out of 10. Dodgers, you could do better, but I know you're gonna stick with it, and I'm totally okay with that. Arizona Diamondbacks, no, go back to the snake. Go back to the snake with the baseball in its mouth. I think it had a baseball in its mouth. Did it have a? I don't remember. But go back, like I said in my last video too. Go back to teal. Go back to purple. Go back to that era. Just the black and gold just doesn't really do it for me. It looks all right with the A and like I guess that's the snake tongue. That's all right. 5 out of 10. It's mid. It's an okay. Like it's not terrible, but it's not bad. St. Louis Cardinals. One of the best logos in the MLB. Cardinals sitting on the bat. With the C curved around the bat. Looks great. All the colors are there. St. Louis, or it doesn't say St. Louis, but this, like, it looks like if you take out the Cardinals, I'm like, okay, this is a Cardinals baseball team with the bat, the Cardinals sitting on the bat. So, 7 out of 10, great logo. Chicago Cubs, I like the older logo, or it might be even newer, but it's like, the actual cub, like his actual bear cub, that one is better. I like more like simple logos. I know, understand, it's great, but like I like the Cardinals. They have the actual bird in there. Like the Cubs, I feel like they should have an actual bear cub in it. But overall, it looks really good. Circle, this blue circle, and then the C with the Cubs looks great. 9 out of 10. I like it. And then the Toronto Blue Jays, one of my favorite logos, the Canadian flag, or not the Canadian flag, the Canadian maple leaf looks great. The Blue Jay looks great. Nothing bad about it. Nothing not to like. 10 out of 10. I'd say this one right now is my favorite. Right now, this Blue Jays logo is my favorite. Oakland A's. Now, if I'm rating the elephant, that's a 10 out of 10. The A. You don't see elephants in any sports. But with the A and the S, it gets probably 6 out of 10. I like the A. At least it's not just like a normal A. It's got some like curvature and some character. And I love green and yellow together for sports teams. Packers have it. Here the A's have it. So in that case, 7 out of 10. It's pretty good, but go back to the elephant. Angels here, one of my favorite logos, got the A for Angels, the A for Anaheim, and then the halo up around. So is it the A? I'm pretty sure the A is for Angels because I'm pretty sure they're not called the Anaheim Angels anymore. I'm pretty sure they are called the Los Angeles Angels, which they, I feel like, I'm pretty sure they were the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, and now they're just the LA Angels, which is fine. I mean, Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim is a lot. But so, yeah, I'd say 8 out of 10. I like it better than the A's logo. Out of the, like, the lettered logos, this one might be my favorite. Twins logo, if y'all didn't know, I'm pretty sure there's a minor league team named the Minnesota Twins. It's like their AAA team, but and their logo is a T and an M, and that's why they don't put T and M, because they don't want the same logo as their, I think it's either AAA or AA. But, so that's why they have the T and the C, Twin Cities, Twin City. But this one, I like it. The C is kind of like on top, or like, excuse me. It's got the T, or the C is kind of like curved around the T. It looks really cool. The T is navy. The C is red. All looks great. Wouldn't change anything. Looks good. Chicago White Sox. I honestly love this logo. Just says Sox. The black, the white. Goes all good together. Their jerseys are amazing too. The South Side. This one, a big upgrade from that old like navy and red that with the, he was swinging, he was like in his batting stance. That one was not too good. It just said Sox too. But this one, major upgrade, white Sox, black and white. And I'm pretty sure they wear black socks, so doesn't really make sense there. But this one is good. And, okay, so now, Atlanta Braves, beautiful logo, love it. I'm doing the one that says Braves, and then the axe, not the A. This one, very good, love the A, or, love the axe, love the Braves, all looks good together, it meshes very well. Just the old, like, Indian style for the axe, like the rope wrapped around it, or whatever you would call that. And then the Rays, chickens are going crazy. And then the Rays, Tampa Bay Rays logo. I love the Rays, like the R, it's like, I guess, I don't really know what they were going for there. It looks good, the sun ray, coming out of the R, and then the rest looks great. Just a very clean logo, goes with the Rays look nowadays. Oh, and then the Milwaukee Brewers. I almost forgot them. Brewers. This is the best logo in the MLB. The Brewers. Beautiful. Who, I don't remember who came up with this, but if you look very closely, the glove has a B and an M in it with the baseball. The B, M, that's such a creative thing to do. And now most gloves, I guess, I don't know what you call like that. The web, I guess, has four. But still, the M, the B, looks beautiful. It's great. The outline is great. The colors are there. I'm so glad the Brewers are out of that, like, disgusting baby poop brown phase with the navy. This yellow or gold looks so much better than that. So, congratulations, Brewers. Y'all are the best logo in the MLB. Just for my opinion. Yeah, this one great. So, I think, wrap it up. I will post more rating logos. So, it's probably, I think, we'll do NHL, NBA, NFL. And so, just until we're through them all, we'll do the jerseys too. And then preseason, I just wanted to talk. Eagles-Patriots preseason. Jalen Hurts, if anybody's been keeping up to date with the preseason news, J.J. McCarthy for the Vikings, great first preseason game, was great, threw for two touchdowns, I think he played a quarter, but threw for two touchdowns, something great. And then Jalen Hurts, the reporters have been saying there's nothing bad to say about his training camp so far, been very good, been very flawless. He looks faster, because he obviously was hurt last year. The knee was bothering him. That's why he wasn't looking as fast. And then we also got, what else do we have? I forgot what else we have. What do we have? I guess I'll talk about it in the next episode. But this was episode 21. I will be getting a flag or some sort of background soon, so it's not just a boring background, just wall, because I know that looks boring, and people enjoy a good background. So I'll be getting that in the next episode, or not for sure in the next episode, but in the future, I will have one. So this was Brown Door Sports Noise Podcast. I'll see y'all for episode 22. Later. I forgot to do the Astros and Padres logo. Very sorry for that. Don't know how I forgot the other Texas team and the San Diego team. Padres, I'll be rating the SD. Really good logo. I mean, just speaks for itself, San Diego. It's good. It could use some benefits. It's just kind of boring, but I do like it. So 8 out of 10. And then Astros, I think you should put astronaut in it. 5 out of 10. It's pretty good. Not the best. Love the orange star. But this was Brown Delore from Sports Noise Podcast. I'll see y'all in the next one. Peace.